Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Joining us in the studio, it is Pastor Philiers from Kingdom City, who helps us grow strong marriages each and every, I was going to say week, no, it's fortnightly now, isn't it?
Yes,
we have
it
mixed
is.
It up.
How are you, Phil? What are we talking about today?
I am great. Well, today we want to talk about boundaries that build health in the marriage. And I want to talk specifically, we've touched on this in, you know, last couple of years, but I want to talk about boundaries towards your extended family and your in-laws. And, you know, the hope is that they can stay in-laws and not become outlaws.
And I love this because this is actually part of a series you want to do about boundaries.
Yes, that's right.
In the next few weeks.
Yeah, I'd like to talk today about extended family. Next fortnight, we'll talk about boundaries in our sense of interpersonal connections with the opposite sex. And then the third one being boundaries in terms of work and, you know, your own personal time apart from your spouse and how that's used. So,
look forward to all of these.
Yeah, let's talk about it. It'd be great.
Let's just go straight into it. Why is it important to establish boundaries with in-laws?
Yeah, well, the reality is as a couple, you, when you first get married, are going through a massive change in terms of you're building a new culture as a couple. Your priorities are changing, your personal priorities, your time, your sense of investment, your focus, and your rhythm and routine's changing. And so when that happens and you're already in an existing community, anyone who experiences the change and is close to you and is like a priority person, they can feel a sense of loss. They can feel a sense of emotional loss. And, excuse me, in some cases, it can be experienced as grief. And therefore, it can create an emotional response and a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety as to what's happening. Am I losing this person? They're now married. But what does that mean for us? What's now our future? What's our, you know, what's our direction look like?
Is this something that you'd actually have to sit down and chat about it? Or is it something that just happens naturally, the in-laws let go and you move on? Like, is this, you have to intentionally...
That sounds so easy. The in-laws let go and you just move on. You know, I love the book of Deuteronomy in the Bible, the fourth book of the Bible, and it talks about when a man marries a new wife, when a young man marries a new young wife, and they get together. He's not allowed to go to war. He has a year at home. And the actual verse says,
amen,
he has to bring happiness to the wife whom he has taken. Now, you can interpret that any way you want to, but I just love that. The whole focus of this young couple, because the need and the priority of these early years is the bonding of you as a couple and your relationship. And I think in our fast-moving society, we have so much, we have so many options, everything to live for. The problem is we don't take time to allow ourselves to bond and grow together and build as a united couple. And so we never actually establish strong frameworks in which we can develop our future.
The big question, how does a couple create healthy boundaries with their in-laws?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think when Sue and I first got married, here's a really funny thing. We didn't realize we had a boundaries problem. We discovered it through the major fights and contentions that arose between us. And at first, I didn't realize that it was, you know, and the defensiveness my wife would feel towards my family and sometimes my defensiveness towards her family situation as well. But you need to go beyond just the argument and go, okay, what is this conflict saying? We're having conflict over family, but what is the issue we're really wrestling with as a couple? And how does that work for us in our new season? So I would say to people, recognize you've got a conflict, okay? It may not just be a decision you're making. It may be embedded because of your heritage, the family culture you come from. Be able to recognize it.
What are some of the most common reasons or issues that would arise when dealing with in-laws and boundaries?
Okay, a good example of a boundary is every Sunday night, Mum cooks a roast dinner. And all the family come and have roast dinner together. So that's an example of a family tradition. So that's a time issue. And And so then imagine along comes this new spouse, and let's say it's a young son who's in that family culture, and then the young daughter-in-law becomes a part of that. She's now married. They're starting their own life together, and now there's pressure because one of them's working on Saturday night, so they don't get that night together. Then Sunday, and suddenly there's a tension of time and conflict. So you've got to have the freedom in this new relationship to negotiate and work out time. And then you have to, together, be able to go and negotiate with your extended family, especially your parents. Now, if mum is in the tradition and she's been for years cooking dinner and it's amazing and it's always brilliant, well, two things. If it's a young son, well, first of all, the young daughter-in-law is going to be, not deliberately, but maybe compared in terms of the hospitality capacity, and that can be really intimidating. But the other side of that as well, this young couple have to figure out whether that's going to work for their lifestyle and the regularity of that. And I remember our kids coming to us one time and said, look, we don't think we can come to the family dinners as often as we have. And I can remember one of us, between Sue and I won't say who, it was like a knife in the heart. And I was like, okay. And one of us had to be resuscitated emotionally and not believe that all hell had broken loose and this was the end of the world.
So it's not an emotional, mentioning names.
It's an emotional conversation. Yep. It's not a deliberate attack on what the family does, or a deliberate attack by the other incoming spouse to wreck the family culture. It's simply the wrestle, the tension of us trying to identify who we are and how we function in the time frame we have.
And do you think that sometimes if your partner has an issue with something you do in your family, it's easy for you to take that personally, like they have an issue with you because this is your family?
Totally,
like,
absolutely.
Subconsciously?
Absolutely. And I think really important that when there is an expectation, or let's say someone coming in, the new spouse coming in, the family has this tradition and that person's seen like as being a toxic invader, right? Mm-hmm. To say it gently.
Yeah.
As they're wrecking, or they're changing our family culture. In other words, their influence on you is changing all of our happy family system. Mm. Unfortunately, that system no longer exists in the way it was, because the moment a new person enters that family system, everything changes with everyone involved. So the point is, you as the sibling of that family have to lead the charge in explaining and covering your spouse to say this won't work for us. And you need to be defending and standing in agreement with your spouse, protecting them from undue criticism or anything like that, so that you can move forward together. It can create division and rob you of the joy of this newfound relationship.
As always, still got so many more questions, but we are out of time. The good thing is this is a three-part series, so no doubt you'll cover some more in the coming weeks. But Phil Ayres from Kingdom City, thank you so much for touching on boundaries that build health in our relationships, and we'll catch you again in a fortnight.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.